Hi, this is Brianna, and today I want to chat about a topic that is very, very important to me. This is the topic of not everything that is natural when it comes to skincare and makeup products is good for you, and not everything that is synthetically made is not good for you. I feel like there's so many people who feel like something must be completely 100% plant-grown, organic, natural in order to be the best of the best. And while yes, I do prefer plant-based, if it can be organic, if it can be vegan, I too strive for this. And I love natural products. I always have. However, not all natural ingredients are good for us to use. And not all things made in the lab are going to be, you know, harmful and evil and horrible and, you know, going to ruin our lives like so many of the natural and organic beauty blog type world would have us to believe. For instance, I want to use the example of one of my clients who learned that she cannot use anything with geranium. Geranium is a plant. Sometimes in skincare preparations, an essential oil of geranium is used to help give a natural scent to a product. However, this woman, whenever she uses it, she breaks out in little bumps. It's natural, yet it didn't work for her. There are some people who just can't use certain natural ingredients. And sometimes people who feel like they use something natural and it didn't work for them, they want to steer clear from anything that is natural. And this doesn't have to be the case either. But you just have to learn what works for you. Not everything is going to work for everyone. And just because one person had an issue with a particular ingredient doesn't mean that that product is bad for everyone or that company is spewing lies and is, you know, horrible and no one should buy from them ever. I don't feel that that's the case. I also feel like not every synthetic ingredient made in a lab is harmful. For instance, let's talk about peptides. I love peptides. If you're not using peptides, I can't tell you how much I love them. They're not often in skincare preparations, they're not often natural. They're usually made in the lab. They're usually synthesized in the lab, and they're kind of like amino acids or proteins that get into the skin and they firm it up. They're really great with the process of aging more gracefully because they can lift and firm and tone and tighten the skin in ways that a lot of other ingredients can't. And they are not irritating, and they don't make you peel, and they're, you know, not really harmful that I have found in any way. I love using peptides, but because I use them, I cannot say that my skincare and makeup line is 100% natural or completely organic, because it's not. And some people think because I can't say that they don't want to use my products because it's not 100% organic and natural. And I feel like we need to rethink and reframe the idea that everything that's natural is awesome and everything that's not is not. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a ton of ingredients out there on the marketplace that I feel like should not be anywhere near our skin. This is pretty much why I started my own skincare line it's over 5 years ago I started working on this, because I saw so many skin conditions being exacerbated by the products people were using. There's a lot of harmful ingredients out there that clog people's skin, that could potentially be, you know, altering, or hormones that can affect our health and our longevity. And these are not things that I personally wanted to use, or my clients either. So I have been researching very extensively for years and years and years and years what is the best of the best in natural ingredients that can make a change and make a difference, but not typically be irritating to people's skin, as well as what are the handful of not so natural ingredients that can be used that I feel make a big difference but aren't going to harm our health. So know the difference. Know that just because something is natural and organic doesn't mean it's always awesome. Just because something isn't doesn't mean it's not. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I would love to share all about skincare and makeup and the ingredients that go into having healthy, beautiful skin. Hit me up.